Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim. If this is your first time, welcome to Kids Short Stories. Like I said, my name is Mr. Jim, and parents, I'm a parent as well of three boys. Me and my wife, we live in South Carolina, and we love stories. We know that today it's really hard to battle with screen time, and so we're really committed to bringing you stories every day that are completely screenless. Families all over the world love listening to these during bedtime or quiet time or in the car. And today's story comes to us from Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for an amazing story about meeting the Gruffalo? Me too, let's go! All right, everyone, are you all packed up? Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie were going on a really fun trip to their grandparents' farm, and they had to pack for a really fun adventure. Their grandparents lived in England, and they hadn't been there in a very long time. "Yeah, I have all of my stuff ready," shouted Lucy. She was holding two bags that were filled all the way to the top. Ellie and Ollie were getting all their things ready. "Almost, I just need like a couple more minutes," shouted Ollie. Ellie was putting on her shoes and was about ready to get in the car. You see, their grandparents lived on an amazing farm with all kinds of really cool animals and just a ton of space to explore. Do you like to explore outside? Oh, I do too. I love to explore all new places that I go to. And Ellie and Lucy and Ollie, boy, were they excited. "Okay, I'm ready. Let's go," shouted Ollie. The three of them and their parents loaded up in the car and started to drive. They had to drive to the airport, and in the airport, they would get on an airplane and fly all the way to England. This was going to be an amazing adventure. After several hours, their plane had finally arrived in England. They collected their bags and were walking through the airport.
"There's Grandma and Grandpa!" shouted Ellie.
The three kids ran as fast as they could and jumped into their grandparents' arms, knocking them over.
"Oh, we're so happy to see you," said their grandma.
"Oh, come here, guys," said their grandpa.
All three of them jumped into their grandpa's lap, and he started to tickle them.
"All right, guys, let's get to the car and let's get to the farm," he shouted.
The three kids, their parents, and grandparents all jumped into this big car, and off they drove. Up and over the rolling hills they drove all the way to the farm. As they arrived, Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie jumped out of the car. They couldn't wait to start exploring. Ollie helped bring all the bags inside, and Ellie and Lucy couldn't stop talking to their grandma. It was so good to see them. It had been a very long time. It was dinner time, and their grandparents had their favorite meal ready for them. "What's your favorite dinner?"
"I really like spaghetti, or maybe some hamburgers. I love all kinds of foods."
Well, Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie gobbled down their dinner and quickly ran outside to go explore. Their grandparents shouted,
"Hey guys, in the far back of the property, there's an old shack. You should probably stay away from there. There's an old Gruffalo that lives there, and he's not very nice."
"An old Gruffalo?" Ellie laughed, thinking it was a joke, but it was not a joke. Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie started their adventure together. They only had about an hour left before the sun was going to set, so they had to take advantage of the sunlight.
"All right, Ollie, which way should we go?" said Lucy.
Ollie looked around back and forth.
"Well, let's go check out the cows first, and then we should probably go check out that scary Gruffalo in the back, right?"
"You don't think they're serious, do you?" said Lucy.
Ah, no way.
Ollie, Lucy, and Ellie ran over to the cows.
Moo.
Wow, Ollie, you sound like a real cow, said Ellie.
Moo.
Ollie was impressing the cows with his very good mooing.
What do you sound like if you were to sound like a cow? Is it pretty good?
Let me hear.
Oh, yeah. Moo.
I love mooing like a cow. All right. Well, this was pretty cool, but I really want to see if there's actually a Gruffalo back there, said Lucy.
Okay, let's go. The three kids started on their adventure to the back of the property. They could see in the distance this old shed. Like, I think it used to have some, like, farm tools in it, but it was so old it was starting to fall apart. Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie ran as fast as they could toward it, but slowed down when they got close.
Wait, it does look kind of creepy, said Ollie.
Let me go take a peek. Ellie started walking closer to that shed, and all of a sudden they heard a sound.
There's a real Gruffalo in there! Run!
Ellie and Lucy took off running as fast as they could, and Ollie watched them run by, but he was too curious to run away. He walked closer to the shed and said, "Hello in there! My name's Ollie. Who's inside?"
"Go away. I don't want any friends. Go away."
"Oh, hi. Are you the Gruffalo that my grandparents talked about?"
And just then the door to the shed opened, and out stepped a real Gruffalo. Holy smokes! Ollie couldn't believe it. He had never seen one in real life, only in storybooks.
Oh my. Hello. Ellie, Lucy, guys, come here.
Ellie and Lucy timidly came back.
Oh my goodness, it's a real Gruffalo.
What do you want? Just leave me alone.
Well,
Ollie didn't know exactly what to say.
Well, have you ever had dinner over my grandparents' house?
No, I haven't. What are you talking about? No one's ever invited me over for dinner.
Said the Gruffalo.
Oh, well, why don't you come on over for dinner? I think it'd be fun. Tomorrow we're going to have some lasagna, and it'll be delicious.
Lasagna? I never had that before. I've never been over anywhere.
Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie started to realize that this old Gruffalo might actually be a lot nicer than people thought. It's just that people were very afraid of him. So maybe inviting him over for dinner with their family would be a fun way to make a new friend. And the next day, that's exactly what happened. The Gruffalo came over for dinner at their grandparents' house, and it was the beginning of an amazing new friendship. The grandparents were so happy to finally meet the Gruffalo because he wasn't as scary as they once thought. This is just the beginning of that special new friendship. The end.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Avi, who's turning 6 years old. Avi loves Legos and Minecraft, science, and even wants to be a chemist one day, and I hear tells amazing jokes. Well, Avi, I hope you not only have a super duper day, I hope you have the best birthday ever. Happy sixth birthday, Avi.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout outs. I want to say hey to Christine from Charlotte, North Carolina, Lennox and Colette from Oregon, Pranav from the USA, Emmett and Ben from Irvington, New York, Oscar, Tobias, and Ignatius
Annie from Australia, and Maggie and Stuart from Ontario. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!